greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and it's my privilege to be able to share in the Daily Inspiration this week. And for this week, I've chosen a topic to discuss in the next 7 days, and that topic is Christian stewardship. So what is a steward? Or I don't know who's listening. Maybe there's going to be calling in today, 50 people, I don't know. Do you consider yourselves as stewards, or do you consider yourselves as, you know, people who own things and are possessors of things? And so that's a concept that we're going to delve into a little bit here in the next few days, is Christian stewardship. What does the Bible say about it? What does the New Testament say about stewardship? And to define the word steward, some synonyms would be manager or director or administrator, governor, supervisor, superintendent, boss, overseer, or another word could be like foreman. And if we think of a company situation, there's a company who is owned by Mr. X, and he has a manager or a foreman on the job, on the crew site. This foreman manages the workers, and he manages the business on the field there. Maybe he would also have like an overall general contractor, director, or whatever that he has do things. And Mr. X is not really involved that much with the business, maybe even, but he is given this responsibility to this general contractor. Or there's other examples that we could use. I was thinking even in the area of a rental situation, maybe Mr. X has 20 rentals, housing rentals, or I guess it could be apartment houses, or it could be individual single dwelling houses. But he has all these rentals, and he hires a manager. He hires a steward to take care of those rentals for him. If there's a problem with the rentals, if there's a leak or anything, they call the steward or the manager. They don't call Mr. X. The steward doesn't own those things. Mr. X owns those properties, but if they get empty or whatever, the steward or the manager, he finds other people to rent those places. Or like I say, if there's something that needs to be fixed or maintenance taken care of there or whatever, and this manager manages these properties for Mr. X. And so that's kind of the idea of what a steward is. A steward is someone who takes care of someone else's property or things. A steward is responsible for something that does not belong to him. So do you see the idea there? The thing doesn't belong to him. The rental properties, they don't belong to him. Or the business doesn't belong to him. But he's just managing those things. He's a steward. So, do you consider yourself a steward of in any way, or are you, a possessor of things or an owner of things? Do you have something that does not belong to you that you are taking care of? And if I would ask for examples, maybe you could say, I can't really think of anything. I own my house. I own my vehicle that I drive, whether it be a horse and a carriage or whether it be a car. I own those things. I earn my money. I work hard and I earn the money. So, it's my money. I don't think I'm a steward. I think I'm an owner. Well, let me have you consider some things here. Are the things that we have, are they really ours? do we really have ownership over these things? Let me ask you this question. What would happen if you die? Will you take those things with you? Will you take your horse and carriage, your car, your house, your money? Will you take that with you? Well, no, you won't take that with you. You know that. We came into this world naked, and we're going to go out naked. Well, sure, they can put some things in our coffin with us. They can put our, you know, some clothes or some different things in our coffin, but we're really not taking that with us because that's our bodies even. These bodies of ours are only temporary. It's just a tent that we live in. The real us is our spirit, our soul, and that's going to live forever. These bodies aren't. We're going to get a new body someday if we're a Christian. And so even our bodies are not ours. So let's look at a few verses here, that what the Bible says about God, who is the creator. And you know these verses. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." So the creator has made everything. And I think my audience here and the Daily Inspiration, you have knowledge of what the Bible has to say. You're not, you know, ignorant of these things. And so I think you know that concept that God created everything. You know that's a reality. God's created everything. But have you really even thought that, well, because he created everything, that it all really belongs to him? So I'm not, you know, I don't really own my house. Sure, God didn't build the house, but he made all the materials to build the house. And we'll look at some of these things as we go on here. But also in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." That's talking about Jesus Christ, the Word there. He's the one that spoke everything into existence. Verse 3 says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So everything that we have comes from God. All the plant life, all the animal life, all the resources, all the gold, all the silver, everything, all comes from God. He's the one who made it. All things were made by him. Also in Psalms chapter 24, verse 1, it says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." So it says here that the earth is the Lord's. It's not just everything in the earth, but all the fullness thereof. And what I think of that is when God created everything, you know, maybe he, as we know, I mean, he only created one man, and then he made a woman from a rib of a man. And I don't know how he created everything. I know that it wasn't just one tree that he created, because we have the example in the Garden of Eden where there's all these trees that Adam could eat from. But I don't know how many trees he made. He made one of each kind or two of each kind of trees, all the apple trees, all the orange trees, all the pear trees, all the bamboo trees, all the pine trees. I don't know what he made, if he just made two of each kind. I don't know for sure. But and same with animals, you know. How many animals he made? Did he make 10 crocodiles, or did he make 2 crocodiles, or and so on. So, but all those animals and all those trees, since the beginning of creation back around 6,000 years ago, have reproduced. We have more animals because of what God created. We have more trees, more plants because of what God created. The seeds have gone forth and been scattered throughout the earth, and those seeds have germinated and grown, and those trees have grown, and those animals have reproduced. And so that's the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Everything that has reproduced is the Lord's. It says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein," even the people, "they that dwell therein," because we also have reproduced from two men, or two, sorry, two people, Adam and Eve. Okay, and also in Psalms chapter 50, verse 10, it says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills." And so all the animals are the Lord's, and the, all the cattle on a thousand hills. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." So God is the one who created the silver and the gold, and it all belongs to him. Now, you might say, well, our, you know, we have dollar bills and $50 bills and $100 bills, and we have, you know, we have this money. It's not gold or silver. Well, it's only paper, which is made of trees, and those, it's supposed to be backed by the gold and the silver that's there. Now, whether it really is or not, I don't know. I've heard it isn't, but you know, they produce more money than actually what the gold that they would have, but it's all based on the gold and silver market or prices. So, and then one other, we looked at several things here. We have the earth, we have the animals, we have the money, but also people belong to God. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4 says, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." In Romans chapter 14, verse 8 says, "For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's." So all of these things are really just given to us to be stewards of. Because God is the one that created them, and God is the actual owner of them. And that's why when we die, we're not going to take it with us. It just, it stays here. And someone else is going to use those materials to make their house or to you know, to spend their, or spend that money. We are all just stewards of what we have, or we should be stewards of what we have. But I think we often think of ourselves more as owners than stewards, and that's the purpose of this teaching this week. So I hope you follow with me this week, and we can look into this. This is just an introduction, just the opening, the first point, that everything actually belongs to God. He is the creator, and we are just to be stewards here of his creation. So God bless you. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue tomorrow.